This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Stupid criminals. I love talking about stupid criminals because they be doing some stupid, you know what. So this is an Uber driver who was arrested on drug trafficking charges after a rider said he boasted about having drugs in the car, and he was rocking the shirt that said, retired drug dealer. So let's go to Channel 19 News in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, this wasn't
Sorry
in
about
Cleveland.
That,
this was, yeah, whatever. I don't live there no more. Shout out to my family out there, but I don't live there no more. Let's go to Channel 19 News with this story.
You got drugs in your car. You might not want to wear this shirt. It reads, you see it, retired drug dealer. Police say this Uber driver told a passenger he had meth hidden in the vehicle in an aerosol can with a fake bottom.
Dang, he gave all
the rider called 911 to report it Sunday. Yesterday, police stopped the driver on Massillon Road and found meth, drug paraphernalia, cash, and three cell phones. The driver tried to say it wasn't his, but was arrested.
Put your hands behind your back.
It's not mine, dude.
If it's in your...
It's not yours.
That's the last stare I had.
I got a message. That's how we did to stop the car.
So I want to ask y'all this. If y'all were in that car and somebody did that, are y'all calling the cops?
No. Maybe I'm a bad Samaritan. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like... I mean, that's none of my business.
Maybe some
riders might even think that's a level of hospitality. I don't know.
I would say this. If somebody got some weed or something like that, I'd be like, I'll probably look the other way. But if you got meth, dog, I'm calling cops. I'm putting you under the
gun. Oh, wow. For real?
Calling the cops?
I'm calling 911. Dog.
He had it in an aerosol can. He ain't say he had bricks in the back or something. I know bricks is not meth.
I'm not riding with an Uber driver.
Just let me out with meth.
Well, yes, that's step number one.
I'm not gonna call.
I don't even want to be around somebody with meth.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
I just can't get over the dummy mission of wearing the retired. Like, I feel like if you're
retired, that's neither here nor there. I feel like we making a little much of that particular thing.
No, but I'm saying if you're going to wear the retired drug dealer T-shirt, then you should actually be retired. Like, I don't think there's anything. It's stupid. But if you're going to wear it, then you do actually need to be retired.
Well, do you? Because it's not like people are going and being like, oh, he's wearing a retired drug dealer T-shirt. Let me check him for drugs.
But if you do have drugs,
but that's what I'm saying. Like,
then you're supposed to draw as little attention to yourself as possible. So why would you wear anything that draws attention to your drug dealing history at all if you are, in fact, not retired?
Because it's a graphic T-shirt. Like, I hear what you're saying, like, in theory. But the problem is, I don't know that this is actually going to operate as like probable cause for an officer where they go,
Yeah.
I wonder if he actually, I imagine it most of the time looks like that person is wearing a supposedly quirky but probably stupid T-shirt.
I think you're missing the big picture with this. Somebody get busted for drugs wearing a shirt that said retired drug dealer.
Oh yeah, it was great for the nighttime news. Yeah. Like the nighttime news is like, oh, the headlines ride themselves.
It's like if I wear a shirt, if I got plans to go over to the bank after this show and rob the bank, I'm not gonna wear the retired bank robber shirt, right? Like, and there's a lot of different ways that thing can go wrong for me other than just that shirt.
Or if I'm a gang member and I say retired gang member, but I'm still in the gang and out here gang banging.
Yeah. I'm over here initiating a new gang member with a retired gang member shirt on. It's like, nah, man, it looks like you're very much active. You may not have paid your dues, but you're still out here gang banging.
So there's that. I think for me, the most important part was even like maybe he was trying to trap out of the car, right? It does feel like maybe that was what he was doing. Even if he was doing that, like, hey, how's your day? Charger's right there. Could I interest you in maybe some illicit substances. You don't go, hey, it's illicit substances and this is exactly where I'm hiding them. Why would you do that? Person is not your friend.
Yeah.
Why are you giving them all of the details to your criminal activity? That's the part I don't get.
I do have a story of one time where I accidentally facilitated a crack deal and didn't realize that that's what I was doing.
I saw!
It did happen. It did happen.
I want to hear this.
Now maybe I was just a little too naive because this woman definitely did look like a crackhead. And there was no reason for me to believe that she wasn't on crack. But she was somebody from the neighborhood. She asked for a ride and I gave her a ride. And what I didn't realize until the end of the ride, until she pulled one of them little crack rocks out of her pocket, was that I took her to go purchase crack. And I'm like, hey, if I had known what I was signing up for, especially given where we were in Huntsville, Walker County.
Oh, like, no.
I'm facilitating crack deals in Walker County. Jesus, please take the wheel.
Please tell me that this is beyond any statute of limitations. Like, I don't think you did anything wrong inherently, but also.
We made it through.
Okay.
Yeah, we made it through. Thank God.
Against my better judgment, you know what that immediately made me think of? That Brandon Miller situation.
Oh.
He thought he was just taking somebody, yeah, and all of a sudden.
Which is to say.
Now you in the news.
It could have been worse.
It really very much could have
been
worse.
It could have been way worse.
Yeah, and I got caught up in a lot of stuff like that before. Like, hey, can you give me a ride to so-and-so, so-and-so? And then it's just like, oh, there's some stuff going down. And I'm the getaway driver. Yeah. I did not know I was the getaway driver.
Yeah. I decided to give you a ride, not to participate in felonies.
Well, yeah.
The felonies were done outside the car. Yeah. From the 832, gotta respect multiple streams of income.
They do preach that these days.
They do be talking about it. Get you a side hustle.
In today's economy, you cannot rely on just the one stream. You got to have a backup plan or a plan B, plan C, all of that.
My man out there hustling, man. Speaking of, by the way, this is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Speaking of criminals, Len Price, who was the ex-owner of Turkey Leg Hut, just random stuff just keep coming out. I just want to make sure y'all.
Is he the worst criminal? Because it just keep popping up.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to put him under the stupid criminals, man, because he did have an empire going on. But so apparently he paid the crew that set that bar on fire $1,400, and now he could face up to 20 years in prison per the FBI.
So this is interesting because you've had fires at Turkey Leg Hut, which is where he was formerly co-owner because Turkey Leg Hut is now defunct, but he was also a business partner with the owner of 5015, which is just down the road.
Yeah.
And just sort of a part of the same social network, if you will, of places to go out in that part of town. And, yeah, like you say, he's being accused of funding the mysterious fire. But for a long time, people were trying to figure out, why do fires keep happening at these places? Somebody got to be setting these places up, got to be setting these places on fire. And then sure enough, here you come down with a federal indictment accusing dude of arson.
All right, so two things. First and foremost, I do love the idea that he never thought, we should switch this up. He's like, nah, this works perfectly. I know exactly how this goes.
I'm the fireman.
Allegedly, I guess. Lil Wayne.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly. But from the 281, and I do love that you decided that this is how you wanted to go. First degree felony arson for only $1,400? Like, why are you pricing out crimes, friend?
Yeah, I mean, think about it, though. If you're going to be the dude to set the fire and risk a first-degree felony, it's going to have to come at a lot more than $1,400.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to think about it. Sometimes these dudes are just like, man, like, I do whatever.
Yeah.
They goons out here. Yeah. Like, I will mop somebody for you, man, for $1,400.
Yeah, you are exploiting the desperation of that person where $1,400 can mean the world.
Wow.
Whereas you are the co-owner of a huge establishment and the scorn or strange business partner of this other guy that's clearly doing well for himself as well.
I like how you're like, not only did you commit a crime, but you did not uplift your community.
No, you did not. You are not the job creator that we need.
All right, so
when trickle-down economics goes wrong. I'm sorry.
Lord have mercy. All right, moving on.
Oh, moving on.
So tell me why Shaquille O'Neal is the worst person to argue with.
Oh, 713-572-4610.
So we talked about Tyrese Halliburton's dad being on the court face to face with Giannis, and a heated debate broke out on Inside the NBA, and Shaq was on the total opposite side. He was saying, "Nah, he ain't do nothing wrong. Nah, he good." And this is how that went.
He's not Giannis supposed to be on the court. To him. It don't
He's
matter.
Not supposed to be on the court.
Giannis talked to him. Forget
no,
all that.
No, he was on the court.
So what?
You think he said something? He probably know who his dad is.
Stop it. Giannis said something.
No, because he's on the court in his face.
So what? Everybody
no,
on the court.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No,
everybody
you cannot do that.
Giannis
no,
said something to him.
So no. You think his dad was
crazy? No, his dad. No, his dad was 100% wrong.
Giannis was wrong?
Bro, Giannis said something to him.
No, he did not.
Did.
No, he not.
Look, right
no,
there.
No, his Giannis dad is coming up to him. What Giannis is his dad doing on the court?
Giannis
his dad is not supposed to be on the court. You can Giannis what you want
game.
To. He's an idiot. If you think that's right, you're an idiot too.
You don't have an entitlement because your son is playing
Bro,
to
listen,
be on the court.
Hold on, time out. He's
There's
always
no
on the court.
You should
always
on the court.
I don't care. He's always on the court.
He should not be on the court talking to other players.
A red flag when somebody's arguing, when they say, so what, to your point, that's a red flag right there. And then when somebody else say, I don't care, we might as well stop arguing.
Yeah,
like
at this point, what are we doing
yeah,
here?
Yeah, what are we arguing for? You saying, so what, to my point, and I don't care.
I cannot for the life of me. Like, imagine if Henry Bibby had come up to, you know, I'm just trying to think of somebody's dad who Shaq played against. So,
oh, okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody's dad came up to Shaq at the end of a game and he would have justified that.
He'd have duffed him. What you mean?
Like, what are you talking about? Like, forget him. And they focused way too much about the he's always on the court. He's on the court. He shouldn't be on the court. Never mind. He might have court access. It wasn't the on the court issue. It was the going up against and talking crap to the other player part.
In like, his face.
In his face. Like, that's the part. Like, maybe he does have special access as Hallie's dad, but you don't have the right, nobody does, to go up and to antagonize the players in that way. That like that part of it is like I think inherently unsafe. We should all be able to acknowledge that.
My thing is, if you don't talk that mess, don't be surprised when somebody step to you like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Like if I'm on the court, I'm not talking no cash, you know what, to a player, man. I'm a cheer and all that stuff, but be prepared if you're talking cash, you know what? Be prepared if that person like to step to you, man.
This is a great way to come full circle on this show, because our question of the day is like, what are the things that you are shameless about that maybe you should not be shameless about? And B. Scott, you are very much in that place where like, if you're going to be a bully, when that bully come back around, don't come look at me. And this feels like one of those spaces, right? And I think oftentimes, especially in sports, we saw this really get out of hand maybe like a half decade ago, maybe a little longer. When we saw athletes or, you know, fans really getting reckless with athletes and like throwing stuff at people and such, because people have felt insulated by the ways that we've litigated out opportunities for, you know, for players to do anything, have any recourse, because, you know, you don't want to touch the customer. Like, that's just good business. And it's the way it should be, to be fair. But also at the same time, the customer should realize that and not treat them like animals in the zoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they didn't do that nearly as much. When Vern might walk up the steps and come talk to you about it. And when I say talk to you about it, I don't mean talk.
Yeah. Or any Maxwell. Vernon Maxwell, Cedric Maxwell.
That's right.
Maxwell the singer.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No, he went too.
I'm telling you. But a side note, though, this also, to me at least, was an example of how bad Shaq honestly is on that show and how much the rest of the crew, to me at least, has always carried him. And the thing about that show, I think they get a lot of credit for how entertaining they are, and certainly that was entertaining. But I feel like they also get credit for being able to have conversations that are not just per se X's and O's breakdowns, but being able to have,
X and O's,
you know, like engaging debates that pretty much anybody can relate to. And this was a bad example of that. Like, y'all already don't necessarily do a great job of the basketball portion of it, which is fine because we expect to be entertained by y'all in other ways. Shaq can't even have a credible and intelligent debate about something as basic as spectators being on the court.
Well, I mean, I think he has his points and he's unwilling to acquiesce on them, as you were talking about earlier, Figgy. And I think that your point is fair and well made. To take it entirely in a different direction, the part that I thought you were going to allude to and that I might hear in that clip that I ultimately didn't, when you said, why is Shaq kind of tough to, I don't know, talk to or what have you, or argue with, is because he's the type of dude that when y'all joking, take it too far.
Yeah.
Or he get hurt And he immediately jumps to the place where you go over the line. Like, y'all crack out, you ugly. That's why your mama. Hey, wait, hold on. Why are you doing this?
And even if they are having the X's and O's type of conversation, like, if he's not winning that conversation, he going to bring up the rings.
That's right.
Chuck, you ain't got none. And
yes.
I played the game. It's just like, man, like, we having a conversation.
Surprisingly thin skin for somebody that is as large as he is, both physically and the mythology, the legacy wise. Like, he is accomplished enough and is singularly great enough and physically large enough to not be as seemingly insecure as he is at times.
Yeah. Well,
side note, I'm looking up at the screen. Mike Tannenbaum got the Browns draft grade A++. Have you seen anybody in general in life with an A++ for a draft?
I don't know what that means. Isn't that like a coding soft, like a language?
Bruh,
is that C++? My bad.
I cannot stand this retort when people use it, because they give it to us a lot. But that is a reason
A++. Why
he is on the TV screen and not in the war room.
Goodness gracious.
The hell is he talking about? First of all, it ain't even an A for me. Like, I like some of their picks. But they did do the thing where they traded out of the opportunity to draft Travis Hunter only to draft two quarterbacks that nobody is sure is good.
A++. And the problem, you know what the problem is with grading anything with the Browns, is that the context switches everything up. Because I still come back and I look at the team and I go, y'all ain't doing nothing though.
I'm just like,
y'all still beat the Browns.
A++?
Somebody says A++ credit score. Like, are we talking about like on an international scale, like country score? Anyways, now I'm just getting.
I can relate.
I would assume they had the first, second, and third overall pick.
That's a good little joke that you throw in there.
Can't relate.
That's a good little joke you throw in there. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thursday. It's been fun. Coming up next, it's about the time where we hand this thing over to the fellas of the drive. We'll see what they got next.